Sunday morning to you. This is Hashtag Everyone talking about Hashtag Everything. I'm Kate Dorey, Hashtag Hot Mess this morning with my co-host Keely Regger. How are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic, actually. And you don't look like a hot mess. You look pretty put together.
Oh, you're fun. So before we came on the air, you guys, we were talking about our last show, which, you know, we kind of stirred the pot a little bit. But what was this? Never go to the comments section because
stupid goes to live in the comment section. I love that. You never know what you're gonna get, right?
I know. And if you don't do social media, it probably isn't nearly as funny. But if you have a business or I find it hysterical. So. Anyway, but this morning we got a great show. I'm excited.
I'm excited, too, because I've been getting lots of emails about this.
Yeah. So one of our new scholarships is called iTech. And it was kind of founded in relation because we really feel it's important to get technology into the hands of teachers and parents and so on and so forth. However, it's not enough to just give a kid or give a teacher a piece of technology. We got to talk about how we can use it.
Right. You got to know what to do with it.
Yeah. And that's really kind of hard to do. So most people, I certainly wasn't aware. I taught for years and I wasn't aware. Every single state in the United States has what's called an assistive technology program.
Mm-hmm.
I believe it's a federal mandate. They all have to have them. They're funded to different levels. Mm-hmm. Illinois has an Illinois assistive technology program. Missouri.
Yep.
Every state has them, and most of them you can loan through them, or you can, they're varying degrees, meaning you can borrow technology through these. And typically, you'll find someone who you can call up on the phone, and you can get some really good advice and or information. On the Missouri side of our little river, we're really, really lucky because Missouri really did fund their assistive technology program. And any child in the state of Missouri is eligible for up to $5,000 per child per year if they have an IEP for assistive technology.
And I think that's something a lot of people don't know about. So that's a really good point. And I'm so glad you brought it up because a lot of people are not going to take advantage of it because they don't know. You don't know what you don't know. So go tell them how they do that.
Yeah. Well, and you know, I think the best thing if you're a parent or an educator or a school out there is to go to www.at.mo.gov. Like I said, I'm a little more familiar. We're going to talk about Missouri's program today. But if you go to www.at.mo.gov, you can find out about all their different programs and what those look like, both from a lending and loaning standpoint and all the different various opportunities they offer for individuals. But on the Missouri side of the river, they have something really, really cool. And it's called a Power Up Conference. And it's held every April. And, you know, again, I taught for years. I didn't know we had this assistive technology program. It wasn't in my teacher training manual. Didn't know about it. And I certainly didn't know about the Power Up Conference. And the Power Up Conference, my first one was in 2012. And I would not miss this conference for the world. It's typically held in Columbia, Missouri, although it has been down at the Lake of the Ozarks. And it's been in St. Louis as well in years past. But typically it's in Columbia, Missouri. And I think it's the best kept secret around because it is affordable. It is close for us to be able to get to and get teachers and parents and therapists to. And it has something for everyone.
Oh, everyone. And they bring in speakers from all over.
Yeah. And I think that's one of the, it's interesting if you're listening, a lot of times people use the word assistive technology. And so I think people discount it. They go, oh, that's just for, you know, those people, or that's just for people with special needs. People, the assistive, just take it out of there.
It's just technology.
It's technology. My cell phone is an assistive technology piece. And so I think you need to, if you take assistive out of assistive technology, then people understand that it's applicable to all. But a lot of times I'll even have, like if I contact a school or someone, they'll say, oh, well, you just want me to send my special education teacher. No, I don't want you to just, it's about technology and it's about how to properly use the technology in a classroom.
Well, and a lot of schools now are going one-to-one. So you're putting iPads into the hands of all of these kiddos and all of the teachers.
Or Chromebooks.
Or Chromebooks, that's correct. And they need to learn how to use it. They need to learn how to download apps. And, you know, in this day and age, I get kids. They've grown up with this technology, so they're pretty comfortable with it. But there are teachers, and I would be one if I were within the school system, that I didn't grow up with it. It's not something that was comfortable for me. So they may need a little assistance.
Well, and the beauty about technology in the classroom is it's altering the traditional way we've always taught. Like, it's changing the way we teach, and that's actually what it's supposed to do.
Right.
Because it's supposed to make it accessible for every kiddo. And but that's the piece. We as teachers, and I'm speaking as a teacher because I am one, we teach the way we were taught. And so the power of technology is it allows us to step outside of that box and to truly embrace all learners in all their different facets, and to reach them on a much more much more applicable level, and to reach them in a manner that it means something to them. So, interestingly enough, how are we doing, Keely?
We're doing okay. Get going.
Okay, so the Assistive Technology Conference Power Up this year is in Columbia, and it's April 16th and 17th. And you can go online and learn more about it at www.at.mo.gov. However, I want to talk about it. You can pick up your registration materials Sunday night. But it starts Monday morning at, I think it has a keynote speaker at like 8 a.m. or 8:30. But the first workshops, they start at, I'm looking at the website right now. They start at 10 a.m. So you could even drive up that Monday morning if you wanted to, if you didn't want to hit the keynote. But one of the first sessions that jumps out at me is AT for Students with Dyslexia, Nuts and Bolts. So here's the deal. Technology for students with dyslexia. If you're on the Missouri side of the river, you've got a new mandate coming out. This is going to be awesome for all teachers. And it's really exciting because for many years, I'm going to read this session description because I think if you're a teacher out there, you have kids who are struggling readers. And so this, for many years, the help that was given to students with dyslexia was limited to remedial language instruction and resource room support. More recently, there's been a rapid development, and when they say rapid, they mean lightning speed development of assistive technology. Again, take the word assistive out of there. It's just technology. That allows students to experience new educational heights and reach their academic potential, because that's what it is. Whether you ever become a fully developed reader or whether you are always going to need a piece of technology to help you with that, we want you to get that content. So this presentation that they're going to will explore the concepts of universal design of learning and how technology, they say AT, I'm just going to say technology, can help teachers create classrooms that are better suited to universal design of learning. And that means hashtag
everyone.
You got it. Anyway, and it's also going to examine the categories of technology that are helpful for students with dyslexia and or struggling readers, including text-to-speech, dictation, word prediction, electronic graphic organizers, and they're going to demonstrate these tools and how to use them in each category. And it says this overview and the whole discussion is designed to help teachers, doesn't say special ed teachers, doesn't say general ed teachers, it says teachers. That means all of us level the playing field for kids who are having difficulty reading and writing.
Well, and I think it's also an education piece on understanding dyslexia as well, because there are so many facets of dyslexia I didn't know about. And so when I got in for some training and some education, I learned so many different things that I started looking for that when I was working with kids or someone was having difficulty reading, what's going on here? Is this this? But there's just so much that we don't know. So let's get a little education.
Absolutely. Well, and the cool thing about this, I just actually noticed, it says on here, they're going to do a live stream. So if are listening and you have a struggling reader or writer and you can't make it to this conference, I'd advise going on here and getting on this because you should be able to do it from your home or your classroom, which is really cool. They've never done that before.
That's awesome.
That's new this year. Oh, my gosh. It's the end of the first segment. We will be right back. Hashtag everyone talking about hashtag everything for sure.
Don't you think it's time for a financial advisor who takes time to explain things? Brad Kurz, your local Edward Jones financial advisor, does. Investing can seem complicated. That's why he takes time to listen, understands your needs, and explains without jargon. Experience the Edward Jones difference. Contact Brad today, 573-221-1302. That's 221-1302. Making time to take time. That's how Edward Jones makes sense of investing. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
I learn, I speak, I care. Hashtag every child. Down country, because every child is a gift. Every child can learn, and every child learns differently. Up at downcountry.com. Up at downcountry.com or call 217-617-3568. 217-617-3568 or visit Downcountry on Facebook or Twitter. Hashtag every child.
Branching Out LLC, a premier lawn and landscaping service that can meet all your residential and commercial needs. Regardless of the season, Branching Out offers a service for maintenance-free outside living. Branching Out takes the time to listen to your needs and ensure it's done correctly the first time. If you're not satisfied, Branching Out is not satisfied. To contact Branching Out, call 573-501-0760 or visit them at www.branchingoutllc.com.
All righty. Welcome back. It's Hashtag Everyone talking about Hashtag Everything. And I said I was a hot mess at the opening of the first session, but I'm here to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, Keely is absolutely a hot mess today.
Well, when
too.
You said I looked like I had it all together, what you didn't know was that was a lie. I am faking it. Whew, goodness.
Anyway, so I hope you all are having a blessed Sunday morning. We're talking about PowerUp, the Missouri Assistive Technology Conference that'll be April 16th and 17th in Columbia, Missouri. And we've got a whole bunch of people from downcountry going. But if you're a teacher, a therapist, administrator, heck, a community member, I tell you, go to www.at.mo.gov. It really is awesome, and I was laughing because last segment we were talking about struggling readers and writers and technology, one of the sessions, and they're even going to live stream that. But the next one up is Run Your Entrepreneurial Business with Technology.
I love it.
So, like when I said, you know, people have this misnomer, oh, well, this is just about special education. No, no, no. This is about accessible technology for everybody in all these different facets.
There is something for everyone.
There really is something for. I'm telling you, it's the best kept secret. They have Communication and Beyond, which is going to show people how to use AAC, which remember we talk a lot about that. Alternate Augmentative Communication, which gives children and adults a voice. It's an electronic voice for them to be able to communicate their wants, needs, and dreams. And I think that's really fantastic. They have revised 508 standards on the electronic and information technology accessibility standards. So if you want to be up to date on that, they have got a virtual assistant, what can Echo do? And Amazon's Echo is what they're going to be talking about in this.
And I just got one, and it's way cool.
Isn't it? Cool?
It is so cool.
Well, evidently, the Amazon's Echo, is, according to this, it's really good. It helps people gain their independence and quality of life. It is a lot of application there.
I haven't used it to its fullest extent, and maybe that's one of the sessions I need to attend because I'm telling you, this thing is pretty cool. So,
well, and they say they're going to tag team an interactive session with Alexa and smart devices so that you can really mm-hmm. see how it can fully be used. They also have do-it-yourself technology, like how you can basically engage individuals using your technology, and they're going to show you how to basically create projects, supplies, all of these different things for your classroom and home. So, huh. I mean, like, that's really neat.
That is cool. They're coming up with some ingenious ideas.
They have got some great sessions this year. I mean, especially, I really liked Monday that they're going to do a whole thing on Snap and Read Universal, which is absolutely probably one of my favorite programs out on the market. And it's so inexpensive.
Why is it your favorite?
Well, because it levels, it has a text leveling component. So for kiddos who maybe you have words that are like, I'm going to articulate the medieval fallacies associated with, okay, I'm going to talk about the, you know, things that aren't not true.
Makes it understandable.
Yes. Gotcha. And I really like that. And it has great read and it collects. It's a really great program. But then they've got some sessions on accommodations for individuals who are blind and other disabilities with workplace accommodations. So if you're a business owner, I'm telling you, this conference is the best kept secret around, and it's so close. There's something for business owners. There's something for individuals who learn or live life out the box. There's stuff for teachers. They're talking about using AAC, alternate augmentative communication, as a literary teaching tool in classrooms, so how you can actually use this. Many of our area teachers haven't ever had a kiddo who had AAC until recently. Yeah. It would have been within the last, really, quite frankly, probably 7 to 10.
It's pretty recent. And, you know, some of it, too, Kate, is even though they had it, they didn't know how to use it. Mm-hmm. So that's why it's so important that we get to these conferences and learn how to reach all students.
Absolutely. I think I'm going to take my mother-in-law, Mimi, if you're listening, because they also have built-in accessibility features on the iPad that they're going to do a whole session on that. And I think a lot of people aren't aware of what exactly is in their laptops or on their iPads or on their phone that are already there for you, you know, that you can enlarge.
Mom, sorry, I'm throwing you under the bus. Would it teach her how to use her new smartphone?
Yes.
Because, you know, when you go from a flip phone to a smartphone, it can be a little intimidating. But she's
Barb,
doing well.
Barb, you're going with us.
She
didn't know.
She's doing well. Really proud of you, Mom. Uh-huh. but I think there's a lot of things to learn.
Well, and I think there's for people who enjoy building websites, and I'm not one of those people, but for people who enjoy that, there's a great session on strategies to build and sustain accessible websites, which is becoming a really important conversation because you have individuals who can't hear and or who can't see, and how do we make websites accessible? And it's really fascinating. They're even going to do a seating clinic, which is for individuals who are in wheelchairs.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's a little bit more, you know, in depth.
Right.
But that is really fantastic to have that accessibility, to have this.
They're doing an actual seating clinic.
They're doing an actual seating clinic.
That is so cool.
Yeah, it is really neat. And then they're doing home accessibility with smart integration. And what that means is basically as you age, or if you're born with a disability, you may or may not. Smart homes are becoming amazing because they allow individuals to live independently at a greater rate. The technology that goes into these are absolutely fascinating. And then, my gosh, I'm still going. I haven't even made it to the 3 o'clock yet. As you look at these sessions, these are so crazy good. Then they have technology at work. Like, what does that look like for the workplace? And, you know, there's a tremendous boon for businesses that are hiring individuals with disabilities. And so this is a great piece on how we can better, you know, make that happen in the workplace.
I love it.
It's just really cool. And again, this is Missouri's Power Up with their assistive technology program. It's April 16th and 17th. You can go online and register at www.at.mo.gov. It is good for teachers. It is good for self-advocates. It is good for business owners. It's a great, go on and look at these sessions because I'm telling you, they're, wow, I mean.
And with it being in Columbia, it's fairly close. Mm-hmm. So I think even if you don't want to spend the night and be there for two days. You don't have to. You can drive back the next morning. It's, you know, it's not that far.
No, it's not. And I mean, they have, I'm looking at these just going, oh my gosh. Like they have creating an accessible PDF, which is something we can all use. We all use PDFs in our.
Absolutely.
Wearables for vision loss, a continuum. This is for individuals who maybe you have macular degeneration or you have vision impairments in any shape or capacity. They have great, great information up there on wearables and ways that can help you truly access the world around you. Then I love they have an OT toolbox of technology strategies and solutions.
Oh, okay. I'm going to stop you right there because 2 years ago, was it two or 3 years ago? I forget. My first my first conference or power up, there was a gal there, and she was an OT, and mm-hmm. she amazed me. I went to two of her sessions, couldn't quit talking about her, went back where when I was still working in Kansas and took all of her information with me. I'm like, we got to get this lady, because she was ingenious with things that she came up with. And
PVC
it was
pipe. She made some
affordable. Uh-huh. Yes. She didn't, you know, the hardest part for people sometimes is how I'm going to attach it maybe to my chair, or mm-hmm. how I'm going to be able to use this. Or she would use everyday things that did not cost mm-hmm. a fortune. And that's why some of this thing is, this is just so cool. Mm-hmm. Power Up brings people who help make this affordable, applicable, doable.
Mm-hmm. Well, and one of the things I like about it, just to piggyback on our last show, we were talking about, you know, how we view individuals with disabilities.
Right.
Well, if you want to really get your brain changed about how individuals with disabilities rock and roll, you need to go to Power Up, because I'm telling you, it's fantastic. I remember, Alicia, I'm going to throw you under the bus. The very first time I took Alicia up there, one of our friends, and we were walking down the hallway and I got lost. And so I asked a gentleman for directions, and he gave me the directions. And Alicia grabbed me by the arm and she goes, Kate, you just asked directions from a gentleman who was blind. He had his. And I said, yes, I did. And he knew where he was going, but I didn't have a clue where I was going. And she's like, that just blew her away. And I'm like, right. Well, but that's what Power Up does, because
it empowers people.
It does empower people, and it helps you see that the dreams that people have, these things are possible. It's not just that, oh, well, that's a pipe dream. No, these things are possible. Independence for individuals with disabilities is possible, and all our kids can become better readers in whatever fashion. And you are giving me she's giving me the stink eye, which means we must be coming to the close of the second segment. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Hope you're having a blessed Sunday.
Branching Out LLC, a premier lawn and landscaping service that can meet all your residential and commercial needs. Regardless of the season, Branching Out offers a service for maintenance-free outside living. Branching Out takes the time to listen to your needs and ensure it's done correctly the first time. If you're not satisfied, Branching Out is not satisfied. To contact Branching Out, call 573-501-0760 or visit them at www.branchingoutllc.com.
I learn, I speak, I care. Hashtag every child. Down country, because every child is a gift. Every child can learn, and every child learns differently. Up at downcountry.com, up at downcountry.com, or call 217-617-3568, 217-617-3568, or visit Downcountry on Facebook or Twitter, hashtag every child.
Don't you think it's time for a financial advisor who takes time to explain things? Brad Kurz, your local Edward Jones financial advisor, does. Investing can seem complicated. That's why he takes time to listen, understands your needs, and explains without jargon. Experience the Edward Jones difference. Contact Brad today, 573-221-1302. That's 221-1302. Making time to take time. That's how Edward Jones makes sense of investing. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Welcome back. I can't believe it. It's the close of it's the last segment, and it has been a great morning so far. I'm feeling pumped. I'm all ready to power up April 16th and 17th. But when we were on break, you were talking about a new thing here in the tri-states, too.
I was reading a magazine, and gosh, it had a gal in there, and I'm going to find you. So if you are listening, just know that I really want to find you. She has a studio right above one of the buildings on Washington Square mm-hmm. Park. And it is a fitness and dance studio. And mm-hmm. she is now working on incorporating technology so that individuals who are hard of hearing can dance.
Oh, fantastic.
And I love that, because she is making it accessible to everyone. And she realizes that there are ways to overcome anything. And mm-hmm. so that's what I think Power Up does for us. Mm-hmm. It gives us that. And if you are listening, her name's Emily, and I don't remember the last name, but I'm going to find my magazine that I was reading because I just think that is the coolest thing. And I want everyone to have that thought process of there is a way. Mm-hmm. And Power Up, if you go to Power Up, it will lead you that way. Mm-hmm. It will show you what you can do. And if they don't have a session there that literally hits on what you're looking for, there is someone there that can direct you how to find it.
Absolutely. And if you're interested in registering, you go to www.at.mo.gov and you can register online or you can call them. All the information's up there. But, you know, one of the pieces that I really like is they're also talking about financial stability, building financial independence. And I think that is, you know, there's so many sessions that if you're listening, I'm just begging you, please, like, we aren't going to get them all covered in the radio show because there are so many good sessions. They've got Windows 10. They have got so much on curriculum, on, they have stuff on hearing aids, on Android accessibility. See, there's your smartphone, on note takers. I mean, it is amazing. Oh, and then they have free technology, connect, collaborate, and create. So if you like the F word, I'm telling you, they've got a whole session on free fixes.
People that is my favorite word.
Well, people have misnomers that this always has to be so expensive, and it doesn't. It does require us sometimes thinking outside the box.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I know that we have quite a few people from down country going, which we love to bring that information back, and that's what it's all about. So we try and get our people who are associated with our organization to those conferences. So if for some reason you can't go, find one of our people. I guarantee they will be happy to help you. We want to share our knowledge.
Oh, and they take fantastic notes. So that's always
they do.
Awesome.
They do.
That is really powerful.
So one of the things, the best thing to do, Kate, wouldn't you say, is just get online and start scrolling through and see what they have this year and see what you find interesting or might apply to something you need to get a little bit more information on.
Well, you know what? And I'll even go one step further. I think this is so important. If you're listening and you don't have the ability to get online for whatever reason, maybe you don't have Wi-Fi, maybe you don't have a smartphone, or maybe you're like, heck, I don't even understand this whole technology conversation because I've got a few of those in my world. Well, okay, that's fine. I'll tell you what. You want a list of the sessions? Call me. You can call us at Down Country, and
absolutely,
we will print it off, and I will snail mail it to you, and we'll get it to you. I think it is that important so people truly understand and begin to embrace that all things are possible for right here in the tri-states. We can make this happen.
Absolutely. We can do it the long way with snail mail, or we can do it the super fast way with the technology, and that's what this is all about, is learning how to do things smarter, not harder.
Yeah,
that's it.
It is. So again, if you're interested in registering, you go to www.at.mo.gov, and you can get on registered on there. I know that you can call the office directly, and they'll talk you up and tell you all about it. But it's a really great time, and I really hope that everybody, at least if you're a teacher, a therapist, a business owner, please take the time and go to www.at.mo.gov. And otherwise, you know, I got nothing other to say other than technology is can be a wonderful thing and it can be a horrible thing. But I'm grateful for what it brings to individuals who live life outside the box.
Well, and I'm grateful for what it brings to my life, too. So we all have something to be grateful for. It's Sunday morning. It's a beautiful morning. And let's all find something today in our day to be grateful for and go out and lead in love with joy in our hearts. So this is hashtag everyone talking about hashtag everything. And we are grateful for you as our listeners. Have a blessed day.
The children know every day.